Hello, beautiful listeners and beautiful viewers. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I had taken a short break while I was doing some Heal Your Life training, and we are back. And one of the people that we're back with is someone who was at the Heal Your Life training event I just mentioned. Her name is Lisa Katzman. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Heal Your Life training and how we connected, but I want to tell you about her yoga first. It's so cool and original and exciting, and once you get to know Lisa a little bit, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Her website is vifyoga.com. So V like very, I as important, F as in friend, yoga.com. You see what she did there? Very important friend, yoga.com. So vifyoga.com. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure.
I want to tell people a little bit about your yoga, and then we'll go on to how we connected. So her yoga is an innovative yoga modality crafted by Lisa herself, who is an RD RYT 200 and the VIF Heal Your Life Affirmational Yoga. And she invites people to come and spend, it's so unique, to come and spend an hour, a session of gentle yoga flow with her, skillfully curated to emphasize the harmonious union of breath and movement. This exceptional experience incorporates the transformative power of positive affirmations, fostering an elevated sense of well-being within your mind, body, and spirit, while nurturing a profound self-appreciation. And it is a journey that is cultivating inner harmony and deep connection with oneself. I love that you have brought that whole mind, body, spirit piece together. And it is just so you, Lisa.
So how about, isn't that the best phrase? Nurturing self-appreciation.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Well, like I mentioned, we met through a connection of Louise Hay's work, the Heal Your Life work. And that was her thing, right? The nurturing that self-appreciation. She always said, you know, my job is to help people learn to love themselves more. Because when we love ourselves more, everything else works out. And I am sure that you have found that to be true as well.
Yes, it's really remarkable that, you know, RD is I'm a dietitian as well, mm-hmm. as a yoga teacher. And so I feel like, you know, we are in this world careful about what we feed ourselves. We can also be very careful about how we speak to ourselves. And it's the same. It's the same nurturing and nourishing thoughts as food.
Yes, that makes so much sense, because isn't it so funny how we can be so careful about what goes into our mouth and not careful at all about what goes into our mind? Or we can really plan what it is that we are going to eat, but we have absolutely no plan when it comes to the thoughts that we think or the words that we speak.
Exactly. You're so good, Victoria. You get me.
Well,
you
Lisa,
get all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about how you were first introduced to the Heal Your Life work, and then I want to talk more about your yoga.
Okay, super. So I'm so lucky to have been introduced to Louise Hay, and boy, has she changed my life really completely. My ability to cope and my ability to look forward to things and just my whole self, really. And the way it happened is at the very beginning of COVID, so like April 2020, I had done something that wasn't great for me. And I felt very bad about it. And I was walking with a friend and I was telling him, you know, day after day about this. And I wasn't eating well and I wasn't sleeping well. And I really am so desperately hard on myself. And I can really talk nasty to myself more than I think I know you understand, but it's really dangerous. And anyway, so he said to me, it was my friend Marcus, and he said to me, Lisa, he goes, you're not recovering like you should. Like, this was not that bad.
So like
not
recovering
a crime or anything.
Right. Recovering from what it was that you had did that didn't align with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
he said to me, Lisa, were you abused as a child? And I thought about it and I thought, you know, I think it's possible I was. I never really thought about it that way, but when I started to think about the words that my mother spoke to me and the lack of priority of me and things like this, that I realized that I had interpreted that I need to be super, super nice in order to have a friend or in order to be accepted, or I was often shuttled to different friends' houses. That was very common, that my own family couldn't really care for me properly. And I didn't understand, but I would like literally merge with that family and just decide to go home after school with that family and sit with that family for dinner until they would tell me, you know, we have our own family and you have your family. And so I had a lot of baggage. And the way it really played out is that it, in the end, I just was so desperately hard on myself.
So it sounds, yeah, I can really relate to what you're saying. And I think sometimes, you know, we come from these dysfunctional backgrounds and, you know, we're not here to blame anyone and so on. I believe, you know, parents do the best that they can. I know I made a million mistakes with my kids, but I also know I was doing the best I could. I really know that. And so we come from these backgrounds that we think, well, you know, there was no sexual abuse, or I wasn't being hit with a stick. And so I wasn't abused. However, that abuse can come from, like you said, the lack of priority or the words that are spoken to us. And then we get into a place of just wanting that acceptance so incredibly badly. And I don't know about you, but I carried that into adulthood. It was important to me that everybody liked me. Right. And that I had to be a perfectionist and I had to be good at everything. And so my self-talk, you can just imagine, was just criticize, 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 criticize. And is that what you're speaking to?
So sort of, but it turned into just being so hard on myself. So like as an adult before bed, I would lie in bed and I would review my day to make sure that I did everything right for the kids and my friends and everything. And my husband said to me once, he said, Lisa, you don't have to give yourself a report card every day. And I didn't like, I'm like, yeah, no, yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. So like, just so cautious that I'm going to say and do the wrong thing. And then mm-hmm. there goes that I'm not going to be welcome here anymore. And I'm not going, like, I'm going to be ostracized and for what I've done,
right.
Even though maybe I've done 150 things right. If I do a quarter of one thing wrong, that was where my talk came in. Yeah.
I feel like everyone listening can relate to that, that we can have a tendency to focus on that. So fast forward with Marcus, then what happened with Marcus?
Yeah. So he told me, you know, there's a woman called Louise Hay. She does this mirror work. Why don't you try it? He said, you have to go stand naked in front of your mirror for like a long time and look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself. And I said, you do? And so I went home and I tried it and I thought, well, I don't really like this very much. I'm not sure what this is all getting at. And anyway, so I started listening to her on YouTube, to Louise Hay on YouTube. And oh my goodness, it was like she was speaking just to me. Like it was for me, and you know, that you're not enough, you know, and it's like, yeah, that's right. I'm not enough. And so I would listen and listen, and I would fall asleep to her. I would wake up to her with her morning and evening meditations and anything else I could find. Over the last 3 years, I think she's been part of my life every day, either from actually listening or just repeating in my head what she's now taught me. And so one of those YouTube videos or more you put on and you said, oh, you could visit the training.ca to see more about Louise Hay. And I'm like, okay. And so I signed up for the workshop in Banff this past spring. And I didn't even really know what I was going for, but I didn't even care. I thought 10 days of Louise Hay, I'm in. But even before I went, I started incorporating her teaching and incorporating it into my yoga. And as I started to do that, I found this enormous connection between the two of them. Like, just, I felt like Louise was talking about yoga, actually. Like, that's how it started to sound in my head. And I remember, I don't remember which book, but she said, you know, open your arms out wide and tell the universe you're available for all the good things that are coming to you. And how can it get in if you cross your arms? And I have started almost every yoga class within the first 5 minutes to consciously open your arms to tea, reveal your heart, feel into your heart space, soften around your heart space. And I felt like, yes. And I even say sometimes, imagine if your arms are crossed. Now imagine your arms open, see how you feel. And like, that's what Louise Hay said. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I felt just this enormous connection. And slowly I began to add more of her philosophies into my yoga class. And then once I went to the training and I spent 10 days with you and all my new friends, then I came back and I wrote like a manual of, and it's constantly being revised now.
Lisa, I'm so excited for your yoga practice and the lives that you are really changing. And you're so vibrant when you talk about, you know, opening your arms and welcoming all good. I just want to do it with you. You have that effect on people that they want what you have, and that you present it in such a beautiful way, gentle yet powerful. And
I want you to do it with me too.
You know, at the training event, Lisa taught some yoga classes and I was unable to attend, but the lady that I work with, she was able to attend and she told me how wonderful they are. And you have a very unique concept for your in-person yoga as well. I don't know if you'd like to share that and just tell us a little bit about your in-person and your online yoga classes, because wherever you're listening to this in the world, you know, don't tune out because you can access Lisa online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I found yoga to be a bit lonely in that the teachers, like when I was not a teacher, when I was a student, I would go to a big class and the teacher would talk about how we're a community and, you know, we're together in this and those sorts of things. But I didn't know anybody's name. And it was so busy in the waiting room for people between classes. Some people would leave before Shavasana, the end where we lie in corpse pose and you know, quiet. And then others, people were running in, out. And I was not able to make a friend there. And people who had friends didn't really need to make new friends. And so I ended up finding a small yoga studio that I really quite liked. And eventually the teacher of that studio convinced me that I would make a good yoga teacher, to which I didn't think I wanted to be a yoga teacher, but it was the day that my last child left home was the day the teacher training started. So I thought, okay, I've got to sign up. I've got to do this. This is positive for me. And then as soon as I finished my training, I started teaching. So that's like December of 2017. So I was teaching twice a week and I really enjoyed it. I had lovely students. And then that studio closed overnight and I didn't know. So the next day when I was going to teach, I realized that the studio is not open. So I emailed my students and I said, come to my house instead. And then, so they came, 5 out of the 10 came to my house. And when the class was finished, they're like, okay, we want to pay you and we want to come back next week. And I'm like, I didn't have a Bluetooth speaker. I didn't have mats. I didn't have, like, I was not set up, but I thought, if you want to come, I want to teach. And then I thought about it the next week, before the next week. And I said, well, if it's going to be in my house, then I don't want a studio experience. I want it to be a much warmer and more inviting environment. And I want to get to know my students. So I added an hour of tea. And being a dietitian, I can bake very healthy things. And I love to experiment with very healthy things. And I'm aware of people's allergies and intolerances and things like that. So I quickly used my grandmother's china and I set my table, and we have a very important friend yoga got started. And so it was equally important, the conversation, as it was to the yoga. And then flash forward to 2020 and COVID, and now my friends can't come to my house anymore. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to BIF yoga? And so then I quickly learned of Zoom. I only missed a week. And we decided that we would sign in earlier than the class so that we could have conversation before. Because interesting, in person, it's better to talk after yoga. But online, it's better to visit before. Because once you're done your class, you just want to shut down the computer and sort of be done. So that's what happened. And I went online for free for a long time. And then come the summers, the next two summers, we could be outside. And so I then did it hybrid. So we were outside and on the screen. And when I started doing Zoom, I started getting people from all over the world, literally would sign up. I have lots of friends and everybody told somebody, and it just sort of grew like that. And then when we got to come back in, it stayed hybrid. So now the class is inside my basement, plus people sign on, and all my classes are dual.
I love that so much. And again, people can get a hold of you at BIF, like very important friend, BIFyoga.com. And if you go on there and just, there's a form that you can, a contact form, just click into Lisa and she can let you know what's happening, as well as she does these most amazing, entertaining, and informative newsletters, which, you know, I really enjoy. And trust me, we all get a lot of email and, you know, it's just like click through, click through, click through. But she shares the best little stories and how we can incorporate the teaching into our life. And so I really appreciate that. And Lisa, how often are you teaching these classes now with the affirmations?
Yeah, 3 times a week. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Saturday afternoon. I also put on a couple brand new classes on YouTube, and it's under my name. So, which is Lisa okay. Katzman. Yeah.
Okay. So you're youtube.com/Lisa, KATZMAN. And I will put the link in the show notes for everyone. I'll also put the website in the show notes for everyone. Can you tell us a little bit more about affirmational yoga?
Yes. I can. Yes, I might jump out of my chair, but I can. So it's so powerful for so many reasons, but the way it works right now is that when the students come online, I put in the chat, I say hello. I know each of my students and I love that. And anyone else who's going to join from listening to this, I cannot wait to meet you. Really, I just can't wait. I'm just going to stand by my computer.
But I can't wait for you to meet her as well.
So I, under the chat, I put the student's name who signed on and a random affirmation. I have the Louise Hay cards, or before I bought the cards, I just did them myself. And so often they seem random, but they're perfect for that person. And because they're on the chat, then they can see that for themselves as they practice, as a reinforcement. And if you've come in person, I take the card decks of affirmations and people pick one and then they read it and I share it with the people who are online. So by the time we start class, like we haven't even started yet. And by the time we start, we have 12 or 15 solid affirmations that have been put in your brain. Beautiful. So it's a beautiful way to get started. And I always say, if this affirmation isn't for you today, share somebody else's, you know, yes. And you know, and then you can have that shared vibrational energy as well. And so we get started. We start always on our back just to relax and feel the support of the earth. And I use the affirmations on the inhale. Mm-hmm. I know Louise Hay has a card that says to use them on the exhale, but I could discuss that with her if I could. But when you inhale, you know, that's all the potential right? The totality of possibilities comes with the inhale. So when we say, I am safe and secure in my world, if you take that on the inhale and then expand your lungs and, you know, move that breath up and fill yourself up with it. And then, you know what? It's in you. You don't have to hold it anymore. You can release, let go, forgive on the exhale and empty out as much as you can. So you have all that room to bring in more again with another or same affirmation. So they combine together. They're a pair, right? The affirmation and the inhale. So it's an extra way of getting it inside of you.
Oh my goodness. I feel great just listening to you talk about it. But you know, as with everything, we can talk about it all day long. It's actually doing it that matters. And so do it, do it, do it. Sign up for Lisa's classes, connect with her, and you, I'm sure, will absolutely, well, if you've listened this far, you already absolutely love her because she is irresistible and so incredibly motivating. So again, I will put all of this information in the show notes for everyone. It is vifyoga.com. Lisa, do you have a final thing that you would like to share with the listeners?
Yes, I do. So I just want to say that we are a community of affirmationists. And I feel like one of the things we learned in the training is that if you cannot say a positive affirmation, like I am smart, I am beautiful, you can say, I'm willing to think that I'm beautiful, right? I'm willing to do it. But another modality to do that is to do it in a limited amount of time, to say in this yoga class for this hour, I am beautiful. I am safe and secure in my world. I am strong. I am a warrior. I am, I am, I am. And you do that for the whole hour. When that finishes, you feel so empowered to go out and do good in the world. And you also feel so nurtured your own self-esteem. Like you feel good in your body, your mind, your spirit, and about yourself. And so you can imagine that if you could talk to yourself all the time like that, you would then feel like this all the time. But at least try it for an hour.
Lisa, I have been working with affirmations for well over 30 years, and I have never heard it explained that way. I love it, and I'm going to do it. So thank you so much for sharing that tip. So again, to learn more about yoga and Lisa, visit her website. To learn more about the training, the Heal Your Life training that takes place in Banff, Alberta, Canada, twice a year, please visit thetraining.ca. I'll put that in the show notes as well. And have a super amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much for being on the show, Lisa.
Well, thank you, Victoria, for being you. Really, you're a huge inspiration to me, and I'm so grateful that we met.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Likewise.